man. I like Will Ferrell.
Now, is Will Ferrell going to... I have a request here. Are you going to go into this movie eyes wide open? Is there a chance? I'd like to see you come out.
I will already tell you that I think I've said from the first time
you
I saw...
You think the movie will suck, but you'll like it?
Yes.
Jesus.
Okay.
God, that frustrates me.
Welcome. How'd you like to be living inside this head? I just pounded my head. How'd you like to take up residence in here? I'm on the top floor of the condo right here. I look at a movie. I say, this is a movie for retards. My wife's going to think I'm retarded.
Right.
All my friends will think I'm retarded. I know from the ads I'm going to not like it. But I want to go see it.
Okay, sure. All right.
And I probably will end up like it.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah, I've already...
I don't know what it is about... Yeah, I know exactly what it is. It started with that stupid cheerleader sketch that they thought that you know, that the Lorne Fag Michaels thought was the funniest thing he'd ever seen. So they put it on every single week, and it couldn't suck enough. You know, back in the days when Belushi was doing
show. Stop it. He's no Belushi. Here's the thing with Ferrell.
Of course he's not.
Here's the thing with Ferrell. Elf.
Of course, Belushi made crappy movies, too.
Elf. Love it.
Right.
Ron Burgundy. Love it.
Won't even
Old
see
school.
It.
Love it.
Right.
You won't see Ron Burgundy?
Not a chance.
Do you know how crazy...
You got to love Will Ferrell to go see that movie.
Not necessarily.
I've got the movie on DVD.
Right.
But I bought it over the weekend on pay-per-view because it was only 50 cents.
No, because I've heard a couple of people say... I think it was Rob that might have said he hated it.
Did you
go see it? Did you go see Ron Burgundy?
I saw it, and I can't make myself like it.
No, I can't.
What about Go F Yourself, San Diego? Come on.
Okay.
I end my argument. Thank you.
One line.
Thank you. Will Ferrell's funny. I'm going to go see the movie.
Hey, you know, I'm waiting now because something about Mary, I thought, wow, we got a guy that's going to make some seriously funny movies.
Oh, Stiller.
And Stiller's going to make like a few. There was something about Mary shortly thereafter, Meet the Parents, which was hysterical. And I thought maybe, but then he just, took that left turn. I'm waiting for the next funny one.
Keep waiting. However, the Adam Sandler train has left the station for me. Officially, I believe it was 51st Dates is the one that pushed me over the edge. And I have no desire to see The Longest Yard.
Yeah.
I probably will go see it, but it don't look funny to me.
It looks stupid.
And poor Chris Rock is in that, too.
Eight Crazy Nights is not what derailed the train.
Okay, listen, we all know why you didn't like that movie.
Hey. And I don't like animation.
Well, I will be interested to hear what you think of that movie. And
I'll let you know, because I'll definitely be seeing it by myself.
Did you think even... All right, take the fact that you like Will Ferrell out of the equation for a second. Did you not think, though, when you saw him in the blue, like, tiger, the baby blue tiger
Yes, I know what it's about. I know what's
going to
happen.
Did you not think, well, if that's typical, they have to do that with him.
No, you know
they
what?
They're not going to get a laugh out of him.
You know what I thought? What? I thought funny. I thought, I laugh at the ads. I know he's going to yell at the kid. I know he's going to scream at the kid. He's going to tackle the mascot. I know it. Mm-hmm. I like Will Ferrell. Color me guilty, Mike. I like him. It's a phase. It'll pass. You used to hate it when I liked Adam Sandler so much.
Yeah, I know I did.
I'm not a Will Ferrell fan. I enjoyed Anchorman. I thought it was a good movie. It would have been a good movie even without Will Ferrell. But I think this next one he's doing, I expect to bust a gut.
Where's your pen?
I'd say it's down to about one right now.
Oh, he made a joke. That's good.
That's good. Thank you, Buzz. Right. Oh, the Star Wars movie opens next weekend.
Yes, three.
And I'm sure you've seen this in the newspaper, but in case you haven't,
right?
There's a company out called Challenger Gray. They're a legal firm. They've done the work, and they know a lot of people are going to be taking the day off work to go see the movie, so they've done the work, they've done the research.
Let's take the day off work.
According to them, the fact that Star Wars is going to open on a Thursday, and people will take work off on a Thursday to go see it,
sure,
will cost America... $627 million in lost profits over the Thursday and Friday.
Well, because they're nerds. They're nerds that are going to take that off. And these are the brainiacs that work at those computers.
They're saying that people are going to take off. So many people are going to take off work to go see the stupid movie that we are going to, as a nation, lose $600 million in 2 days.
And I have no idea where it comes from or why, but for some reason, I want to see this one. I saw the first one. I didn't see that many of them in between, but I want to see
this
one.
You know why I'm not going to see it?
Why?
Because Will Ferrell's not in it.
Right. There you go.
He'd be great in Star Wars.
Oh, sure, but he'd have to take his clothes off or put a sweatsuit on.
He'd be a great Jar Jar Binks. He'd really be a good one. And one more thing before the Highway Love Connection. Very simple to feel good for you. Ice cream vendor punches boy.
Oh, dear. Oh, my. Need not say no more. Or whatever I just said.
This is from Miami Beach. Let me see. Lisandro Didano, of course.
That's it.
Guilty, age 44, was driving a Good Humor truck. This happened over the weekend.
Do you want the Toastadama or strawberry shortcake?
14-year-old boy was struggling to get change, didn't have all of the money. The boy testified that when he said to this guy, "I don't have enough money," the man jumped out of the Good Humor truck, pulled the boy off the bike, punched him in the face, and slammed him into a wall.
Wow.
There you go.
Well, you know, I mean, every one of those ice creams makes that guy's profit up.
That's the feel good.
Have your change ready.
That's the feel good. Now,
not going to pay me, I'm going to slap you.
Now, I hope you women are out there. I hope you're ready for the Highway Love Connection, because we're ready for you. 877-365-3636. What you want to do is park your car somewhere where lots of guys can find it. And you're waiting, and you tell where you are on the radio, and you give your location, and you describe yourself, and the guys show up, and we make a love connection, and you actually go out on a date with one of these guys.
Right.
And you win the trip to Las Vegas, and are you dancing?
We both are.
Okay, him I'm used to dancing. You, I'm not used to seeing you dance.
He asked me to. What am I going to do, turn him down?
I did it non-verbally, which is the best kind of request. Man, and he just vibed on it.
Ooh. Let's start with one girl before the break, and then we'll get some more on after the break. We'll get more on. And I mean, we get more
you
on.
You can say that again.
We'll get more on. Well, hold on. What happened to the girl? You just had the girl up there, Joe, and now she's gone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Oh, no, it's a guy.
Does Mike like baseball?
Do I like baseball?
Spaceballs, like the movie Spaceballs.
No.
No. You don't like Spaceballs?
I don't think I've ever seen Spaceballs in its entirety.
Are you kidding?
No, I don't think so.
Spaceballs is good.
Spaceballs is great. The DVD is fantastic.
I do not think I've ever seen it. I love John Candy, so I definitely would go see it.
It's great. The greatest part is when Rick Moranis is walking around with a big helmet on.
That's, and I know he plays like the Darth Vader character, right?
Also good when the alien jumps out and dances.
Yes.
That's Mel Brooks, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
My buddy.
You know who's better than Mel Brooks?
Who?
Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Blasphemy. Blasphemy.
My pain just went to 7.
Okay, Joe says, what'd he say? XXYY.
He's blowing you kisses.
No. I'm getting the thing on the keyboard.
Oh, that'd be XO.
I'm getting the thing on the keyboard that is just like either Joe is trying to tell me that he doesn't have the calls together or his left arm is just
leaning on
stuck on the keyboard because I'm getting a ZYYXXX.
Oh, he fell asleep again.
Okay, girls.
He's all excited because he just found one prize pig and told her she couldn't play.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what.
Okay, Highway Love Connection for the Wizards and the Heat playoff tickets.
That always helps us out.
And the trip to Las Vegas. Girls, call now. Park your car. Oh, hi, Joe.
And it's for local people, Washington and Baltimore only. That's why I'm hanging up on people, because they're calling from all over the country.
I did also say, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did say that people from other parts could call.
I know, but they're
not
listening, Don.
But hold on. I said that people from around the country could play as well. That we would have a separate Las Vegas trip for them as
well. I wasn't listening, Don.
Okay, so it would work from D.C. or any of the cities that we're syndicated to.
Oh.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
I'm stupid today.
Just
I should go hang up on myself.
Just today
you're stupid.
Joe.
Bye-bye. Good email, though. I liked your email, Joe.
Thanks, Don.
XXXYYY.
Is Joe eligible for a one-way ticket?
Anywhere. Independence Air Fly.
How's your stomach, Buzz?
It's about a 3.
Okay, good.
Good for you.
We'll come back with the Highway Love Connection.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I.
The Don and Mike Show.
They'll still be here after they thin the herd. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, just ahead of the Highway Love Connection. does.
Yep.
We've done all kinds of ratings recently. We've had the life pain.
Yes.
The wife pain.
Right.
The mother-in-law pain.
Yes.
What's your stomach pain?
During the break, I was back up to a 10, and since I am now soaked with perspiration and chilled, I think I'm going to bow out at this point.
Wow, okay. All right, hang in there, buddy.
All right, pussy.
I'm sorry.
See you, loser.
A newscast here if someone wants to read it.
Okay.
Well, Rob?
Yes?
Call Lisa Baden. I kid, bud.
I'm feeling better.
No, get if you're really sick, get out of here.
I think I am.
All right, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
Good luck, Buzz. Do what I told you to do, okay?
Okay.
All right, get over there.
Christ, Buzz.
Well, he doesn't drink.
Shut up, Rob.
I hope he's okay.
All right, good luck.
Well, now we're going to continue the show.
You need somebody to drive you? All right.
You sure? Yeah, we can't hear you when the microphone's not on. I mean, we can see you. Boy, he's sick.
It's a short trip. I think I'll make it.
Okay.
All right.
Boy, I'm worried about it. Didn't he sound sick right there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you call your wife to have her come get you?
I think he wants to just get out of here, which is probably,
Well, maybe someone should drive him home, though. I mean, really, like, if it's...
I will.
Okay. Even if his colon's going to explode again.
I hope not.
He was just telling me during the break. I mean, we walked out to the hall. He said, how are you? He said, hey, feel fine.
Well, you know, we all, even when we're under the weather, and all of us have been sick and done the show, the adrenaline that works really when you're doing this kind of masks stuff. And then that's why I think he was getting more pain when he would go to break, because he would relax and the pain would come back.
Well, I hope he goes to a doctor.
I told him to go to the hospital.
I hope he does.
Because you don't mess around with that.
Because, you know, we kidded Buzz, but he did have, really, his colon exploded.
Yeah.
What's that, 5 years ago or something like that.
Yeah, well, he's all right. He lives close by, right? He lives closer than any of us?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he
at least he'll get home.
What? He loves telling us. Yeah. I live 8 minutes from here.
I got to work today and seven. Yeah, we shouldn't talk ill of the dead.
Oh, Jesus. Stop saying that.
But I'll tell you something he says to me all the time. He's like, on a Friday, he'll say, hey, notice you weren't here at your usual time. See, traffic's a bitch, you know. The traffic, Friday afternoon traffic, people, everybody's got a goddamn weekend. Took me 6 minutes and 26 seconds to make it here today.
So he's right around the corner.
Yeah. Good old Buzz.
Hope he's all right. You know, I so empathize with him.
Yeah.
It's nothing worse than dealing with that problem. We've all had our issues here, health-wise.
I hope he's all right. I just hope it's, like, not a bad piece of fish or something.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, let's hope it's something serious. I mean, let's not hope it's something. That didn't come out the right way.
I know. How did you intend it to come out? I'm not quite sure.
Well, if the guy's leaving the show early.
Yeah.
You know.
It better have a degree of difficulty.
Yeah.